Well, hi. This is Steve Walters again for November 14th Accelerator. And I'm in one of the custodial closets this morning and want to bring home a point about serving, about what's involved in serving. But just to kind of get you up to speed, you know, right now we're in the middle of the Passion Week leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And today in your reading, you observed a lot of things going on. You got disciples disputing, they're arguing. You got Peter making all kinds of bold statements about how committed he is and his faithfulness, and even rejecting Jesus washing his feet. And then the betrayal of Jesus by Judas begins during this reading today. So there's a lot of activity, but I think you need to understand there's a lot of spiritual activity of Satan working in people's lives, of Satan prompting people to do things, of Jesus and his awareness of his deity while he's at the Lord's Supper, at the Last Supper. So what I want to do, though, is focus on John 13 for today. And first of all, I just want you to know, I have a hard time serving other people. I can do it on my own schedule, within my plan, but, you know, it's kind of hard to serve on a spontaneous moment, and I just don't do it. I like to plan when I can serve. Besides, I have an idea what serving looks like. I don't make time to serve, or at least have margin in my life to take for opportunities to serve. I like to schedule it. And I for sure am not really that spontaneous to serve, but maybe when it's, you know, when I can do it and it fits according to my schedule. So right now, God's working in my life about serving, and I just love this passage in John 13. And I thought, well, let's go into this storage, this supply closet that the custodial staff uses to repair things. And you see the cords and the machines and everything else, and I have some alcohol-free hand sanitizing foam right here, and then I have some spray deodorant with odor eliminator that's right here. And then also, I have Tough Duty Industrial Strength Cleaner and Degreaser. And the thing is we got people here that serve behind the scenes, cleaning bathrooms, cleaning hallways, sweeping up everything, cleaning up, vacuuming, all the things that go on. And, you know, most of the time, I don't think we appreciate it. We don't recognize that. And so what comes to your mind when you think of serving? Is it serving behind the scenes? Is it serving when it's only works into your schedule? Is it serving when people appreciate it? What about serving when people don't appreciate it? What about serving when people don't see it? What about serving when it doesn't fit into your schedule? Well, John 13 shows us how to serve. Here we have in the middle of the Passion Week, we've had the triumphal entry where people were willing to serve. They were willing to serve Jesus, the Messiah, if it fits into their plan. And here we also have an unfolding in John 13 of an insight about the life of Jesus. I was impressed with this. When you look at in that passage, in the first few verses in chapter 13, it gives you the idea that Jesus is sitting at the Last Supper at the table, and he is aware that he is from the Father and is going back to the Father, and that all things have been given unto him. And he's looking around, he's seeing these immature disciples, and he's looking at them squabbling, and he's looking at them realizing none of them have washed anybody's feet, or their feet have not been washed. And then you read about the thinking that went on in Jesus' life, and then his first action is to get up and serve. And that just, the word so, it talks about all the things that he thought, and then it says so he got up to serve others. So it's important to look at what is leading up to this and what's going on in this passage right here. In John 12, we have the events leading up to the crucifixion. And then in chapters 14 through 17, you have the new commandments that Jesus gives to love one another. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. The information about the Holy Spirit, I have overcome the world, and then the high priestly prayer. So this is a critical part that leads to events coming to ultimately to his crucifixion and resurrection. But I think it's interesting that Jesus starts off his last days of ministry here on earth by demonstrating what it means to serve. Being a servant is foundational for each and every one of us, and Jesus states the importance by his actions. So Jesus starts off the day with a triumphal entry and the crucifixion by becoming a servant, a menial servant at the Last Supper. Jesus was a man that was willing to serve. It says that in John 13, 4 and 5, he laid aside his outer garments and took a towel, tied it around his waist, poured water in a basin, began to wash the disciples' feet, and wiped them with the towel that was wrapped around him. In the New Testament times, there is various kinds of servant. The most menial, the lowest of all servants, was responsible for washing the feet of the guests. Because they wore sandals and they walked on roads that animals walked on, there was a lot of manure on the roads. So people's feet needed to be washed because when they sat at tables, they more leaned on one edge of the couch on their elbow and had their feet up. So you needed to wash feet in order to be able to not have smelly feet next to somebody else's head. So Jesus took on the form of a servant in that he stripped down and served. Most likely, they were meeting in a private home, which explains why there were no servants that were available. But Jesus took this opportunity and saw that none of the disciples had washed each other's feet, and took this as a chance to serve and to teach a lesson and be a lesson on serving. Because Jesus talked about serving, demonstrated serving, and then went on to talk in the next chapters in 14, 15, 16, and 17 about the Holy Spirit, about love, about prayer. Jesus demonstrated humility and servanthood, and the disciples were speechless, except for Peter. He argued about it. He just didn't get it at that point. What makes this act of serving so interesting, so unique? It was Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, not vice versa. And that the disciples are willing to fight over the throne, but not over a towel. We know that Jesus had thought about God, about heaven, about eternity, and his place in heaven just before he washed feet. So each one of us have an opportunity to know that we have positions maybe of authority, but at the same time, we need to serve. The disciples refused to serve. They were waiting for somebody else to do it, and Jesus served. If your life has chaos and a lot of uncertainty, kind of like in the Passion Week, know that Jesus will be there for you. We need to allow him to serve you. You need to ask Jesus to serve and to minister to you, but also you need to look for opportunities to serve. Ask God to show you ways that you can serve others with humility to demonstrate the love of God. This is Steve Walters. Thanks for the privilege of opening the Word and John 13. May it resonate in your hearts. God bless.